in which the sea rakes at my window, and I wake rattled, as if to resist a long fall from the bluff's stomach-churning height, the way water roils the rocks below. Or is it the nearness of Derry, virgin city, its walls never broached, but hard below them, Bogside, with its Bloody Sunday museum? Yes, it was the single bloom of thinking my forebears some there and then. Every year on St. Patrick's Day, my apolitical brother insisted on wearing an orange tie to school, the only weekday he'd wear a tie at all. To be a spiteful thorn to who? Granted, we thought we Protestants were the minority, which we were in our Italian-Irish-Jewish suburban town, a tarp of strip malls and identical boxes planted over toxic potato farms. Donegal is green and moist and Catholic proud, with its castle, blood, horsehair, and sand binding its stones, stairs right-handed for sword-bearing on the descent and syncopated to trip invaders on the up. What do I know of war? Back when I was losing my virginity and getting high and tear-gassed, my brother was in danger of failing math and getting sent to Vietnam. Preacher father made a phone call. I know my son probably deserves the F. Please give him a D, because he doesn't deserve to die. How safe we were. Here, now, verdant velvet, loosely studded with sheep who bow to chomp its green or rest, legs folded gently beneath them. Some give their coats, others their very meat.